It's like magic.
And I think from that, it really spawned off into many people doing it all over. We did our contribution here in Canada when I had our Indian arrival day. You remember that when you were a guest.
But yes.
I wanted to ask you, from that, we're here in a limited time I have, and I want to talk more about you, and we need to have you more and more on this program. South Asian Heritage Month. Now, the group that you were secretary of, the group that developed, wasn't the original concept was to do Indian arrival day with some West Indian people, or how that started?
Yes, after 1988, when the OSIC group, you know, started, they celebrated the 150th anniversary of Indians coming to the New World in Guyana, 1838. Every year after 1988, they would have a small celebration. I think they call it Indian History Day. So it was only one celebration. When I came to Toronto in 97, right, a group of guys asked me, well, do you want to join this group? And we formed a group called Indo-Trinidad Canadian Association. And we started, you know, we first thing we did was have an Indian arrival day, because I knew about it. We'd done it in Trinidad. And that year, like magic, all the time we're having one celebration. In that year, we had five. You know, we had ours and so on. OSIC had theirs. You had yours. Didn't you have your Indian arrival day celebration that year? You know, this girl, Maharaj, she had a display. And I think the guys in Ottawa, the Trinidad Association, had a big monster Indian arrival day celebration. And it took off like a bullet.
But coming, I wanted to reach...
Yeah, eight of them, the former, next year, 10 of them. People in Manitoba, you know, I went to it, you know, they're holding big Indian arrival day function. In the States, 1984.
Okay, coming back now, because I'm running out of time, but the South Asian heritage, I want to know what our influence on that was as West Indian people.
Well, it was all of ours. South Asian heritage is Indian Arrival and Heritage Month. And I'll tell you why they call it South Asian Heritage. It built up very big from 1997 to 2001. And we held a big celebration, you know, in the Scarborough Town Center. And we invited this member of parliament, you know, the only one at the time. And he was impressed by it. At that time, we started an Indian Arrival Day, made it Indian Arrival and Heritage Month. And it was booming. It was booming. It was just like Trinidad. It was crazy. This member of parliament took it to the parliament, and he had private members bill, and he said he wanted to make Indian Arrival and Heritage Month accepted, you know, in Ontario with 12, 13 million people. And everybody agreed with it, all of that. The Conservatives, the NDP, everybody else agreed with it. And we said, okay, fire it away. But then they came to us, you know, the executives, and asked us, listen, we're having a problem. When we want to put this bill as Indian Arrival and Heritage Month, everybody asking, you know, what Indian you're talking about? Is it the Sioux or is it the Pawnee? You know, because we have an Indian Act already. They say we have an Indian Act, and this is going to cause major confusion. Do you mind if we put it as South Asian Heritage Month? So we say, okay, I mean, if we didn't put it as South Asian Heritage Month, it wouldn't have gone.
Right.
And South Asian Heritage, South Asian was the portmanteau word that covered all the people, you know, from the Asian Indian subcontinent, including the Pakistanis and the Sri Lankans and some of the Punjabis. We noticed that when we told them about Indian Arrival and Heritage Month, some of the Punjabis say, we don't want a part of that. The Pakistanis say, we don't want a part of Indian Arrival. Even some of the Sri Lankans say, no, not we on that. Mm. But as soon as we made it into South Asian Heritage Month, right, it took off. They're all doing it now. The Indians are doing it. I think Sri Lankans are doing it. If you Google in South Asian Heritage Month. Right now, you get about 80 million hits.
Right.
80 million hits.
And I just wanted to share that very quickly, where the conception came and the influence of West Indian people and people like Ram Jagisa had in bringing that month to bear indeed. Coming back to the book launch tomorrow, The Man Who Broke the Lottery. Again, if somebody wanted to come, they have to register, or they show up, and what time they should be there?
Oh, they show up. It starts at, 2 o'clock. At Tropical Nights Restaurant.
Morningside and Shepherd.
I wrote this book in 3 weeks. I did everything myself and put it on Amazon at no cost. You come there and I will show you how to do it so you can get your book out, published, zero cost on Amazon.com books.
And you're willing to help edit and all that, right?
Yeah, I'll show them how to do it. I've done 19, you know.
Well, Ram, thank you very much. I want to let you go, but I want to talk to you again. And if you could set it up so we can speak to Mr. Ken Ramfald about his book, Sriram Illusion. I would like to hear some of the content of that book and where he sourced the material. Very interesting. I would like to chat with him one day if you could make that arrangement. So, friends,
yes, I can do that.
All right. So that is coming up tomorrow at Tropical Night. Again, the time is 2 o'clock?
Yes.
At Noel. Reservation, just show up and ask for Ram Jagisa or Ken Ramfald, right?
Yeah, a whole bunch of us are there. So, all of the writers from the Caricand group.
Well, Ram, thank you very much. Can I have your phone number if anybody want to reach you?
Yeah, 416-289-9088. And my email is ram.jagisa, my last name, J-A-G-E-S-S-A-R, @gmail.com.
Okay, one more time, that number, 416-289-9088. That's 9088. 289-9088. 416-289-9088. Ram Jagisa, we have a lot of stuff to get done today, but I want to leave you and all listeners with this. Indian arrival has been seen somehow transform into Hindu arrival, in my opinion. In fact, in Trinidad, the government there have been noted for saying, and not even saying Indian arrival, they're calling it arrival, thus opening it up for a broader discussion, as if it's arrival of everybody, we all immigrants. And I wish we could sit and discuss why it is that Muslims, especially from the Caribbean and Trinidad that I could speak on, and in Canada even, why it is that Muslims are not taking an active role, whether it's writing articles, having symposium, discussions about this, is a question that I find. And if you look back, you would see most of these events are run by Hindu organizations. And no quarrel with that. I mean, I was part of that, trying to get this revived. But I find that it's been lagged behind when it comes to Muslim contribution and Muslim involvement. So
I'll have to disagree with that. We have Indian Arrival Day or something similar to that in the 20 countries in the world. Mm-hmm. Including nearly all the Caribbean islands where they don't have any Hindus,
Well, I'm speaking about our Caribbean community, and speaking about our Caribbean community in Trinidad, especially, I'm talking about. But again, I would invite you back. We'd like to explore that and look at that.
I don't know exactly what's going on with it right now, but in our time, right, it wasn't so. The members of the Indian Arrival Day Committee, there were some Hindus. There were some Christians, and there was a Muslim guy named Khalid Khan.
You know, Ram, it's not about the involvement of the members. I'm talking about as a community. You would see the groups that are doing it and having celebrations and they're sharing their religion and their culture and their way of life. In fact, an article that you wrote, I was reading about, we should try to make this now Thanksgiving, where we would have and serve up some traditional meals that our forefathers had in that time, etc. And very interesting, and I like that idea. But when you look at the groups, the Ashtra board, the other registered established Muslim organization, there's a website, CaribbeanMuslim.com. A friend of mine, Ali, and then it's another one, .org, CaribbeanMuslim.org, Riyad Rahmat. I mean, I've been asking him, how come we don't see much articles on during that month about Muslim contribution. Now, there are two powerful sides that would share contents about Muslims in the Caribbean, and most of them would be Muslims. But it's a discourse and a discussion I'd like to have. It's not I'm here bringing any criticism. It's an observation I'd like to explore.
Well, I'll tell you what I know. But in our time...
Well, Mama, we talk another time, though. We talk another time. I have to run now. But it's an invitation to come back to discuss that. And I would love to have that conversation with you again and others.
Okay, I'll see you folks tomorrow. Okay. Tropical Night.
Tropical Night. Yes, indeed. Ram Jagisa, an advocate indeed for Eastern and arrival. Hey, Brother Marvin, you remember this one? Speaking about Asika, remember that one when I came to Canada and wanted to do Indian arrival. The late Manchan Mohammed, I called and somebody gave me his number. So I thought we could try to do Indian arrival. And there was a group, the Ontario Society of Indo-Caribbean Studies. And I reached out to Mr. Manchan Mohammed. And so I said, we wanted to do this Indian arrival. So I said, I would like to at least join the group and see if we could get involved. And I remember he said to me, he said, we are of a higher intellect. We are in the business of publishing books and the presentation of papers. And if I was living in the dark, I should light a candle. he didn't know what my profession was. He didn't know if I was an intellectual or not, but he shot me right down. And when we did our first Indian arrival, we had Mangal Patisa and others. He came as a reporter for the Indo-Caribbean World. And it's because of him and that organization, OSIC, that I started to do the Indian arrival. And we clearly did one of the biggest, bringing big names out of Trinidad, Mangal Patisa, many others. And our Indian arrival had shown also the contribution made by East Indians in Carnival. Because we have arrived. And we did a lot of different things, but it was very a struggle with this. In fact, when Mangal Patisa came, where I played that music, Dreadlocks, earlier at the opening, Mangal was met with resistance from some of the so-called elite, saying, how could you be playing sitar for these people? Because his repertoire included a piece like that called Dreadlocks. And he had done a lot of fusion music with, I forget the pianist's name, Bugsy Sharp. And his repertoire included Jahaji Bai and Lotila, chutney music. And they scorned the fact that he was using sitar to play chutney. But he's, if you know Mangal Patisa, he deals with a lot of fusion and stuff like that. That's all I would share that. But yes, I would love to have Ram Jagisa back on. And some of our other intellectuals when it comes to that. Now, there's nothing wrong, and I'm not trying to say that Muslims are not. I find that we're behind, and we don't take part, and hence, when you look at everything, is done by Hindu organization. Think about it. Look at it. So, what's happening? Why aren't we contributing? Hey, the telephone number 416-848-7772. The book launch tomorrow, The Man Who Broke the Lottery, at Tropical Night at Morningside, and also Mr. Ken Ramphal's book, Seeram Illusion, launching tomorrow. Ram Jagisa, telephone number is 416-289-9088, 416-289-9088.
Let
And in fact, we still use this instrumental version on my opening every single Saturday on Caribbean Showtime. This is the vocal of that instrumental. The original Jahaji Bye Bye, Brother Malvin.
Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir of 16 Reagan Road in Brampton cordially invites you and your family to attend a 7-session Shiv Puran Yagna, commencing on Monday 25th of July and concluding on Sunday the 31st of July. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Officiating Pandit Munilal Maharaj of Trinidad and Tobago, assisted by Pandit Ram, Narayan and other pundits. For more information, please call Brother Bansi at 416-409-7464 or visit www.shivaganeshmandir.com. Come one, come all.
Batchy is the driveway specialist, proudly providing customers with excellent quality service, unmatched pricing, and complimentary quotes. Whether it's asphalt interlock, concrete ceiling, even residential and commercial driveway repairs, hot asphalt parking lot repairs, and yellow line painting, call 905-783-7099. Batchy, your neighborhood driveway specialist.
Don't miss the Jam Trinbago Festival, celebrating Jamaica Day and Trinidad and Tobago Independence Day, featuring the Fab Five, Destra Garcia, Farmer Nappy, Lady G, Armory, and many more. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 12 noon to 9 p.m. at Frampton Fairgrounds on Heart Lake Road. It's music, food vendors, curry duck and jerk chicken competition, fun for the whole family. Tickets at all West Indian outlets, online at theticketport.com or call the info line at 647-891-474.
Hey, what up Toronto, this is your boy Ravi P and I am so excited to tell you about the return of Chutney in the Park. Yes, you heard me right, Chutney in the Park will be at Bella Gardens Monday, Caribana Monday, August 1st, Toronto Carnival Monday, August 1st at Bella Gardens. Walk with your coolers, Ravi P and Nisha P returns to Chutney in the Park as well as Chutney in the Park returns after 3 years. This is going to be history making. Go get those tickets now. Caribana Monday, this is the big one. Bolo! Every Monday is Chutney.
Jab se tere naina mere naino se lage re.
Hey, that's a Hunter Man indeed. We'll be at Chutney in the Park, Bella Gardens, 127 Jane Street. That's 12700 Jane Street. Cooler passes $100. And get all the information, call Vic at 416-884-8425.
Toronto Carnival Sunday, July 31st. All roads lead to Woodbridge Fairgrounds. Caravana Sunday at Woodbridge Fairground. DJ Riyadh's Family Carnival Expo. Call 416-898-3535 for info.
Forget all your worries, whatever happened before, yeah. Whatever stress or problems you have, leave it by the door. Leave it by the door and come inside. Let me set. No worries, just come up on somebody, yeah. Let me set. We set until morning comes. You see when we drink, we rum, yeah. You see when I come out to play, I felt in way.
Happy birthday again, going out to Brother Arif, celebrating his birthday today. Greetings are coming to you, sir, from your mama, your papa, and all your brothers, sisters, and of course the entire family circle. Your beautiful wife and the rest of the family want to say how much they love you. Happy birthday. Big barbecue planned for you today, so relax, kick back and enjoy. Happy birthday, Brother Arif Rahman. It's going to be a big one indeed, Toronto Carnival Sunday. July 31st, of course, it's DJ Riyadh's Family Carnival Expo. Featuring K.I. and the band. Jubraj. Omish and the Wave Band. Ranjeev. Kenneth Salik will be there also. Hey, you can call and see if the tickets are still $20 advance.
And just give them the best walk, wine, and life. 'Cause tonight, let me set, let me set, let me just set. We set in with no one.
It's going to be hotter than a chula. It's Bacchanal in the city indeed. We have so many parties.
Before.
Want to extend a warm welcome indeed to Keith Sinanen joining us. Also welcome to Angela and company, Mick Jack, Mohan, Kamla, Brother Arif, Sandra, Mungru, Krish, how are you? Nigel and his crew, the Coconut Boy, Coconut Man, Nai. Hey, Kenneth Salek would be at DJ Riyadh's picnic. You remember him, the Radical Man. Apparently now all you have to do is just do one song or two songs. And boys on strike, nobody doing albums anymore.
Saturday is the 30th of July. Yours truly, Reshma Rama, the Warrior Princess, alongside my band, Anders G3 and Nari Ragelberg, will be performing for you at Calypso Hut for Chutney Sabanka. So come on down, let's have a blast. Saturday the 30th of July. Don't forget the date. See you all there.
Calypso Hut is at the Poway Centre, well it's now Air Canada Centre, one of the most sought after venues, and Paul have it locked, I tell you. Free parking, always a family event, Paul Rampersad always doing this one. Harold Boodoo together with Shivo. And as out of Trinidad and Tobago will be there.
My love for you, baby unseen, but deep in my heart you is my queen. So radical, why you leave and go? Oh, radical, why you leave and go?
I want to say hello and welcome and happy birthday indeed to Mr. Anand Ramprasad Singh. Anand Ramprasad Singh is the boss behind the Hot Like Pepper brand, the radio program. Remember Anand and Ingrid Ramprasad Singh? Anand was the guy who started this Karibana Sunday. Well, I know a fella called Vic. You know, I was the first fella start telling Vic, I'd call him Vic Jagmohan. Nobody knows, I call him Mr. Jagmohan. And nobody knew who was Mr. Jagmohan. No, Mr. Jagmohan. Big up on everything. Vic Jagmohan. I say, that's the way my boy have to operate. Well, Vic Jagmohan, let me just tell you, is behind Karibana Monday. Karibana Monday, you would see it's going to be different. And look at the cast he's throwing behind this one. We're talking about Hunter. I played Hunter earlier. We're talking about Omar Dad. We're talking about Kia. We're talking about Rafi B. We're talking about Nisha B. Rakesh. And I really don't have to find out why he put Rakesh next to Ken Salik. Why two of them over on one side? And anyway, Dobraj also there. We have DJ Shiva, SKF, and Big Rich. I can't tell you how many people. But the big question everybody wants to know about the cooler passes. And I want to say hello and welcome to Vic. By the way, guys, Vic Jagmohan is on the line with me. Vic, how are you, my brother?
Good afternoon, Richard. How you doing?
My boy, we need another hour for you. Because the amount of events...
No. A whole 5 minutes, maybe, or less.
You just spare me 5 minutes. Okay, listen, thanks. Listen, you know, there's so many events, and it has been started a while now, with some one called Sands, I believe, a big party out somewhere in... Where was that one, Vic?
Dagmar Ski Resort.
A ski resort, and they transformed the place into what a Jamaica event that has been very, very successful for many, many years. But right now, this weekend, this month here, we're calling it We Are Chutney Soca. That's just one. We're talking about Caribana Friday, July 29th. Wicked in White, a boat cruise that has always been on that weekend. And then Toronto Carnival Day Fete. It's just for Addiction at Ontario Place. We need to talk about that. It's a Sunday, July 31st. That's another big event he's doing. And then we have Carnival Thursday. Well, all about that, the all-white boat ride also. And Sunnyside Up. The breakfast party at Tropical Night, that has been going on for many, many years also. Then it's Chutney in the Park, it's back. And Vic was deciding if to do it or not, but then last minute he catch up VAPS and decide, okay, throw it on a Monday. Wow. So many, I'm sure I'm leaving out a couple of them. So Vic, tell us how a little bit rundown on these events and how they're going.
Everything is coming along pretty well so far, Rich, and to all the listeners, you know. It's been a little bit of a trial and error for us for the last couple of years. I know COVID came. We've lost some close people. We've had a lot of people feel ill, and I'm just glad to be back doing some events in the city for Toronto Carnival or Caribana, whichever people want to refer to it as. And I'm happy to be on the line with you, Richard, and obviously, you know, reaching out to all the listeners and all the viewers from Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio. Always a pleasure to be with you. As far as all the events goes, Richard, everything is coming along smoothly. You know how it goes, preparation, planning, selling, preparation, planning, selling, and then you get to the execution part for these events. So it takes a lot of effort and time and a lot of people involved. I mean, people know me, and you know, for some reason good, some for some reason bad, but at the end of the day, it just takes a lot of effort from a lot of people to make these things work, and obviously people like yourself to help market it. And I put it on your amazing platform that you have. So okay. I do appreciate that.
I've been playing a lot of drops. I just wanted to play this one. And we talk about this young man.
Yo, what's up? This is yours truly, Vikani Singh. And I want to let you know about a thing called Toronto Carnival Monday, August 1st. Chutney, the People's Picnic in the Park, Toronto. Get your tickets. Yours truly, Vikani Singh, will be in the place with a large cast of superstars in Chutney and Chutney Soca. You don't want to miss it, man. It's going to be a fun, packed show, family event. Vikani in the place, Toronto, Canada. I can't wait to see you guys, man. Get your tickets. Love, love, love. Girl, you've been telling me that you're never going to leave. Girl, you've been telling me that you're never going to leave. See you there, Canada Massive.
Now, this has been the most sought-after artist in for this Caribana. And again, to have him at your event, we want to confirm and have people know that Vikani Singh and Tony Cott will be on together with Ravi B and everybody advertised. Tell us, confirm if they will be performing?
Oh, 100%. You heard it directly from Tony Kutz and from Vikati Singh himself. I want to send a big shout out to NV Sounds. We're a big part of helping to get these guys their permits and visa organized for Canada. It took a bit of time. As I mentioned in some of the drops previously, you know, it took about 2 years to get this stuff organized, you know, a lot of trial and error, but it was all done and they're coming to Toronto. Rich, actually their very first show ever in Canada in Toronto is on Friday night, which is called Straight Out of GT. And some people might say, well, is it out of Guyana? No, it's Guyana and Trinidad, for God's sakes. Come on now. Okay. Straight Out of GT, it's on Friday night at Diamonds Lounge in Pickering, which is actually owned by one of the owners from Island Mix, Kevin, and another partner. So people will be familiar with Island Mix. But Diamonds, if you've never heard of it, it's right in the heart of Pickering, 2200 Brock Road. And we've got an exclusive, very first time in Canada, performance of Tony Kutz and Vikati Singh, along with Mr. Ravi B., and the Raja Rakesh Shankaran and the Hummingbird Tassa Group. So if you're looking for something to do, Caravana Friday, that's outside of the norm, and you're going down to the parade on Saturday, this is definitely one of those events. And saying that, Rich, one of the things I hold near and dear to my heart, and I always tell you about it when we speak, is the Guyanese and the Trinidadian and the Caribbean culture. One of the reasons why I started Chutney in the Park many years ago after I started doing soca parties and all these different urban and reggae stuff was that I felt that we didn't have a presence during the carnival. You were one of the guys with Caribana and going back way, way, way back. I mean, we could talk for days about the things you have done for this community and for the representation of the Caribbean culture. So you definitely one of those pioneers. Yes. You know, how like Pepper Picnic, one of those pioneers and all the, Anand and all the other people along there, mm-hmm. including DJ Riyadh, who had the Hot and the Chula Picnic as well. So those guys were before me, and I mean, some of them are still doing this stuff, and hats off to them. So make sure you guys go and support those events as well. But I definitely wanted to get the Caribbean culture, the West Indian side of Caravana and Toronto Carnival out and about. So we're doing that on Thursday with the Fusion Boat Cruise. We're doing that on Friday with the Straight Out of GT. We're doing that on Sunday night at the Arras Convention Center with the full band Karma. And we cap it all off on Monday with Chutney in the Park.
Well, you know,
that's a full slate of events.
And the thing is with you that I liked is that, you know, we were going out to picnics for $10 and $12 for many, many years. And when you go to Dr. J Party, even, any of those is $80 up, or Marshall, $100 and something dollars. And that's just one show in the evening. But you, when you put out an event, you had rides for the kids. You had two, three bands performing, huge stays, outdoor experience, coolers, nice delicacies, foods to walk around and experience a day into a night event. And there's a cost for light and security and fencing to put out an outdoor event. And I see where you brought the entire game to a different level that everybody else have to, they're kind of maintaining that, but you're still pushing in the sense that Ontario Place, to get a prestigious venue like that. Tell us what's happening on that big event.
So what we decided to do was we wanted something a bit different. So that's more of a soca-oriented Blocko event. Many moons ago, the Caravana, the former Caravana Committee, FMC even, had tried to do some food-oriented event at the Ontario Place, West Island, and different things happened there. However, a lot of them weren't executed as well as they should have been, and for whatever reason, they decided not to continue to do it. We saw an opening for something that we wanted to do more of the soak orientation that we do with the Chutney Market, with the Chutney in the Park, and we wanted to have a block hole, something where people can come. You know, Center Island, you remember those days, mm-hmm. Rich, when you were part of some of those things as well, too, and pioneering that. So we wanted to give the Center Island feeling on Caravana Sunday, where, you know, you go to the parade during the Saturday, and then there's really nothing to do come Sunday, and Monday nothing to do. So I think we fill the void with the Sunday, in the city, and we've kind of made that more into a cooler event and a family event as well too, just because we want to have people have their kids come out, bring their chairs, bring your food, bring your cooler like you're at the park, vibes with your family, see people, be with people. Yes, the entertainment is there, the bouncy castles and the entertainment on stage and so on and so forth, but it's also one of those places where we give exposure to the community, man. There's a lot of people in the city, a lot of different type of people in the city, Americans, people from out of province that we want to basically expose the Caribbean culture to it, man. The Indo-Caribbean culture, I should be more specific with that. So
yes.
That's kind of what my sort of mantra is. That's what I try and do with me and my team.
And again, you've been even driving away with the Carnival Passport, for example. That was an amazing idea where you could come and get a list of all the events in one place, etc. There's so much that Vic has been doing and we need more time to talk about, but I've been lucky to have the pleasure of promoting for so many of the big events, and I want to talk to everybody. But one of the things that when I'm promoting, I have to try to be equal, but based on your budget, based on the marketing material I receive from different individuals, is what I could use as tools. Vic has been very controversial the last few days. I've been getting so many calls about Vic, what the hell Vic doing, and when he said earlier in his intro that people would like him, some people wouldn't, but he's been marked as a Judas or somebody who is doing some reckless thing, and it's not true, and I have him on the radio to clear that up. There's an event that is being advertised on Carnival Caribana Sunday at Bella Gardens. Now, it has everybody and their family on that one. Every big artist is on that one. Sherwin Winchester, Nival, Chetlal, K.I. and so many others. And K.I. is also on his band is booked to play at Riyadh's Picnic. So want you, Vic, to tell our listeners and the other promoters where this thing started. Because I saw that way back in January, if I'm not mistaken, February thereabout. And I didn't see it again. Speaking to Nigel, Coconut Nigel, he said he got it in June, around the 13th, he have it to save since then. But this was something that has been on the internet and that's surfacing every so often. Tell us how that came about and if you had anything to do with it or what you're involved in.
So, first of all, let me clarify for you, Richard, to all your listeners, to the people, the other promoters of events, I had absolutely nothing to do with that. What happens is we sell tickets through a website called CaribanaToronto.com. What happens is year over year, they normally just go and change the dates for an event that we have. Let's say we have an event of Chat in the Park this year, and it's on Caribana Monday. They would then go and update those flyers on their website because they sell to a lot of Americans, and they promote their stuff 6-8 months ahead with search engine optimization and the way the internet works. So they took it upon themselves, the flyer that they have circulating for Bella Gardens on the Sunday, which I explained to DJ Ray. I explained to a few different people who called me about it that they were, you know, they thought I was behind it. And I explained to them, that's a flyer from 2019. First of all, I haven't done any events in 3 years in the city. So those guys took it upon themselves, changed the date to July 31st. They put Bella Gardens with a lot of the acts that were on the flyer from before. I can show you an identical flyer that we had from 2019. So they were advertising that from January. Now, these guys who are now questioning the event are now seeing to question it now because someone brought it to their attention. But the thing is, that flyer was out from January of 2022. We addressed it with them and said, hey, guys, this event's not happening. We are not doing anything of any sort on Caribana Sunday or Carnival Sunday. We have a Soca event we're doing on Ontario Place on that day. And Monday, we are potentially going to do Chat in the Park. So that's where that came from. So whatever people are looking at, whatever is confusing you, don't be confused. And, Richard, to be very clear, there is really no confusion because if you look the links that were sent to me from DJ Riyadh directly, and Navi didn't send me a link, but Riyadh sent it to me. It specifically states, people are on the internet searching for Chutney in the Park. The search specifically says on Google, Chutney in the Park. So if you're looking for Chutney in the Park, it's definitely going to pull up Bella Gardens or anything that might have been at Bella Gardens before. One of the flyers was the flyers that these guys had put on the internet. So then if you look in the link, and I'm willing to share it with anybody who'd like to call me, 416-884-8425. You call me anytime, I'll share the link. Specifically says Chutney in the Park or Bella Gardens. If you're searching for those two things, you will pull up that. There's about 15 items which list Chutney in the Park, and the one link from those guys shows that. Now, there was also a question of, okay, well, why are you advertising this? No one's advertising anything because there's no tickets for sale. It's not an actual event. It's not happening. So I want everyone to stay calm. If you want to go support DJ Riyadh and his picnic at the Toronto Expo at the fairgrounds, feel free to go. If you want to go and support Paul on Caribana Sunday, please go. One of the reasons, Richard, we didn't do Chat in the Park on Caribana Monday was people always like to
on
say
Sunday.
Vic is going to do this and Vic is going to, yeah.
You're on the Sunday,
so
not
then
the
we moved it to the Monday. Right, we moved it to the Monday because we did not want to go and fight with anyone and compete with anyone. We want unity in the community, Richard. That's what we want. That's
in fact,
what I want.
In fact, right? I know you was not doing an event because of that. You said you wasn't going to be doing anything. You're done with this shot meeting because, fighting on the Sunday. So then the park, you came and you did the Monday. So we wanted to make it clear, because if you were to think, if Vic was doing Monday, having an event advertised like that on the Sunday would damage the Monday. Because most people...
directly affects us.
Yes. It's a bigger event from what you advertise for the Monday, and of course people would be confused. So it does affect you directly or indirectly. So we hope that put it to rest. Vic, give out his number. You can call him, and anybody would like
please,
to get some information. But we have to address that very clear. And again, DJ Riyadh, if you're listening, my brother, keep... give us a call. And Riyadh has a big event. It's a different, it's an expo. We have the big balloons of Remax coming down. There's a lot of different things that he's working and planning. And I am happy and salute all the promoters that are doing events, because we've been starved for over 2 years now, and it's about time. So we have to proceed and, you know, come out. But it's a lot to soak in for this short summer. But thank you, Vic, again.
Rich, if I could add something, Rich. I've said this to many people who have asked me about different events, promoting Caravana, promoting any events in general. All the promoters involved, you know, for whether it's chutney, whether it's soca, whether it's reggae, whether it's hip-hop, everyone is spending real money here, yep. Richard. This is not Monopoly money people are playing with. So me and my team would in no shape, form, or way jeopardize what someone else is doing. That's not our intentions, because we are trying to reach out to the same type of people to support our different events that we have. So how does that look if we were going to go do intentionally something like that? Because people, you know, the problem is people look at the internet, and just because the internet has some posted, I think people are pretty intelligent out there now that they can differentiate what's what. But again, we did not put any event as such. We have nothing to do with that. I don't want anyone to go and, you know, try and say our team was maliciously doing something, because that's not the case. I spoke to DJ Riyadh directly. 12 o'clock the other night, Richard was, he had messaged me and I spoke to him. I cleared up everything that he needed to clear up. Maybe not to the satisfaction, but, you know, I don't want this to be where, okay, let's go hate on what we're doing for our event on Monday to conflict with what he's doing on Sunday. They're two different events, two different dates. I even mentioned to him and said, if there's an issue with Bella Gardens on Sunday, have somebody post it there and say, hey, we don't have an event here. I said, hey, if you'd like, I can have one of my team members go there and sit and say, make sure you go. There's no event here. The big gates will be closed at Bella Gardens on Sunday. So there's nothing for anyone to worry about. If you want to go support any picnics on Sunday, we don't want to be part of controversy in Bacchanal. We're not interested in that, okay? Well, we're just interested in providing good family fun for people for Carnival weekend. Let's all go have a good time. We're getting past COVID. We want to go enjoy life, guys. Right. Enough of this back and forth thing. Okay. Not necessary.
And I wanted to pose this question to Riyadh and Paul and see how we could fix something. I want to ask you. I remember one of your events. I would always come early when you do your setup and hang out with you, because I like watching your work and the team, how things come together, and add my input where I can. And I remember once... the police were sitting there, your wife Veronica was handling the gate, and they were pushing and trying, an old lady trying to pull in the cooler and behaving bad, and I had to ask the sergeant, hey, help out or something, right? But I want to ask you, how can you and how do you address security and people coming in? You see, Vic, with family events that you do, and Paul and Riyadh, would have all a mixed age group coming. We would bring our grandmothers, they would come with chairs. Some places don't accept chairs now, no more coolers and, you know, no more tents and stuff like that. But I think after spending so much money and the patrons coming, spending their money and preparing to come, pack up and come with a happy smile and a happy heart to be met with some goons and people pushing back. We have been at the airports through COVID with making sure we wear our mask and, you know, being scrutinized under that pressure, under that magnifying glass. And now we're coming out to some of our own cultural events. I would like to know, can we ask the security, the bouncers, to be a little bit firm but friendly? How you deal with
it? I think, Richard, that comes with the event organizer themselves, right? If you're going to put security in place, like any event you do, whether it's paid duty police or... so most of the time, Richard, paid duty police are only there for traffic control services. They're not there to park fights. They're not you know, usher people in. They're not there for ingress and egress. They're not there for that. That's not their job. That's not their role. They're there is just for public safety, just to be a presence. Your security, who should be licensed and bonded, should be trained enough, or their head guys and their sub guys below them should be trained enough on how to usher people in and out of a venue. Again, you're having families. So first off the bat, this is not a club environment. So you need to tone your rhetoric down as far as the way you handle yourself. So that in itself is one crucial thing. I usually do on-site meetings with my security prior to my events. Even the day of my events, I prep them on, hey, guys, here's what to expect. Here's how we handle a situation. If someone is intoxicated or they're acting out of hand, pull them aside. You don't need to pull them with a bunch of people. Pull them aside, sit them down, give them a bottle of water, have some conversation, give them a chair. A lot of people might be angry at the moment, but most of the time they don't stay angry, right? It's just how you deal with them. If you get angry with them, they're going to probably get angry back. There's been events where I've been to in clubs over the years and people, you know, the bouncers start to get rowdy with them, so the people get rowdy. I mean, they have alcohol in their system already, right? But most people are on their family when we do Chutney in the Park or any of these type of events. So we encourage their security to deal with them accordingly, because we're not trying to have people bully anybody, Richard, as you referred to at the top.
And honestly, I really wish we could address that this time even more, because people are coming out to these events. They're paying money and they're happy to be there. So please, not everybody might come to cause trouble. And at the same time, when you receive people, you know, one thing I mentioned a few months ago at District Lounge, I was so, so, so impressed. Anthony and his team down there, the people would say, Ego, I have to search you, and they would pat you down and smile and tell you, have a good evening. And the ladies would talk to the female company and be nice and make some fun gesture. When you went in the co-check, they were laughing, happy, taking care of you. And I enjoyed that experience with the security and the frontline people. So I'm asking again,
Because you're a celebrity, that's why they treated you so good.
No, in fact,
you're treated, you know.
Vic, I remember so many times I get robbed down. And you know, when people, like, we had some winners went to the event, the promoter, the fella out in Lake is such a nice fella. And we had winners going there. And last week on the air, one gentleman called and he won two tickets. He won Miss Dr. Transmission in Hamilton. Came while driving, sang a song, win two more tickets. No, Richard, we don't need that. Forget it. He's going to have a good time and support. When he got there with his girlfriend, they were embarrassed by some white lady who was a bouncer, refused to check again, and his name was on the list. So when people win a ticket, I think they treat them as second class, and I hate that, and I ask Lake 10 times, please make sure this doesn't happen. So we're asking now, those who might be going anywhere, please treat our community people with respect. Everybody should be treated nicely, I think. So anyway,
100%.
Thanks,
Rich. Before I run off the phone, I want to address the people and let them know that Chutney in the Park has free parking this year. We've listened to you guys. We know you don't like to pay for parking, so we have free parking at Chutney in the Park this year for everyone who's listening. Okay. Before I also go, I want to give away some free tickets, Richard, for the Carnival Fusion Boat Cruise on Thursday. You have all the flyers. You know the promo stuff, Rich. So you can choose how you want to give it away. Caravana Friday, we're going to give away a couple sets of tickets to the Tony and Vicati, Rakesh and Ravi B show in Diamonds. And then Sunday night, Richard, you can give away tickets to the full band Karma show, We Are Chutney Soka, and of course, Chutney in the Park. So if you want to give away a pair of tickets, two sets of tickets to each event, Richard, just let me know the names and the contact number for the people. I'll make sure there's VIP wristbands sitting at the doors or the boat for them, whichever event they're coming to. And they can message myself, and I'll connect them with one of my team members to take care of them when they come there. And they won't have any issues.
Well, you know, we had that issue with a young lady, and she was told, we can't give you the ticket before you would give it away. Why she can't give it away? She could do whatever she feels to do with that ticket.
I'll make life easy, Richard. Once they connect with me, I'll actually do an email ticket to them.
Perfect.
So if you give me the names and the phone number, we'll just email it so they don't have to worry about anything when they come to the gates.
And you know, when you go to the gate, Vic, just this last thing is that they would come to the gate and some people might be waiting to collect tickets that they paid in advance, etc. And for me to come up and say, hello, I want two tickets, it's embarrassing. You have to wait there and you're waiting for two free tickets. So I think we should make sure we get it in advance. Thank you so, so, so much indeed.
No problem, Richard. Thank you so much. And, you know, hope
to play a tune for you.
Out for the Carnival weekend.
Let me play a tune for you. Ready for a nice tune?
Catch you, Rich.
Hey, you never know till it's gone. So let's keep Chutney in the Park going. Thank you, Vic. Thank you for all your good work. And thank you for taking
Richard.
The time.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Bye-bye.
It's gone. You don't know what you have until it's gone. Now you're up and gone away, baby. Didn't wanna stay, baby. I wasn't the play, baby. I just want you here, baby. Where you really want me to? Should I know my love for you is true? Girl, you've been
Hey, anybody want to go see him? Tony Katz and, of course, Vakari Singh, Ravi B. Okay, so I'm not going to give away one ticket. I'm going to give away two tickets, okay? And this is for the Friday, the first ever show with Vikari Singh and, of course, Tony Katz. Compliments Vic Jagmohan. It's at the Diamond Club out in Brock Road, Pickering. Hey, jealous people. Now, yeah, we want to give a fan, one of the fans of Vikari, Tony Katz. So anybody willing to sing me at least a minute and a half of any of their songs. 416-848-7772. These are hard tickets because it's going to be sold out. It's first come, first serve, okay? For two tickets to go see Vikari and Tony Katz. A minute and a half of any of their songs. How about it? 416-848-7772. Taking your calls now. Alright, could you stop? Okay, nobody calling to sing. All right. Vikari Singh will be performing alongside Ravi B and Tony Katz. Okay, so the seventh caller, no question asked. Just call me and tell me a name and I'll give you the tickets, all right? 416-848-7772. Nobody wants to sing, so we make it easy. 416-848-7772. The seventh caller will be the lucky winner. All right? Hey, this fella is going to be performing at a lot of places. One of them will be at DJ Riyadh's Carnival Expo. Okay, so the lines are open. Feel free to call. 416-848-7772. Looking for a four-wheel van. My girl need me for a man. A man with a big, big van. She don't want no 80 wagon. She looking for a four-wheel van. Give me all the time. Hi, caller number one. Hello, caller number two. Sorry. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi.
What's your name?
Raymond.
Raymond, sorry, caller number three. Hi, who we have on the line?
Kamla.
Caller number four, Mamu. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello, caller number six. And who we have on the line? Hello?
Raymond, sorry, caller number 3.
Hi.
Hi, who we have on the line?
Farida.
Farida.